Newton. Vegan sausage rolls. Are you having
them? I'm not, but it's meant to be a monster hit for the baby's chairs.
I promise you, the president has a big stick.
But I'm telling you now, and not, and I may be now, I didn't want to say this in front of him, but he will go right to the very top. Right to the very top.
That is not a great tip. That's his job.
We're here for the bants.
Grand rants.
Here we go.
Grand rants.
I need to sound less monotonous. I do find my... I'm like, hello, my name is Jack Bueller. Bueller. Anybody here? Bueller.
It's been said.
It has been said. But you know what I am going to said today?
Go on, Ben.
Is my rant, right? Couples jogging.
Yeah. What, jogging together?
Is there anything more smug?
Yeah.
In the world than couples that exercise together?
Do I not like that?
It's gross.
Do you ever want to exercise with anybody else anywhere?
No.
Like,
no. Well, do you want to do anything with your partner? No. Like,
yeah, a theme,
just combining... There's something so outrageously smug about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I hate it.
What, were they checking the little watches and that?
Well, the other thing is that another thing, like on more individual level, when people exercise, is fucking people that check their pulse after they exercise.
Yeah. What's that for, by the way?
I don't checking what their heart rate's like.
Right.
But it's so like, it's sort of like, just you picture like a really fucking middle class toss pot with a tennis racket.
Yeah.
Then
yeah,
checking his pulse.
Oh, one of them.
You're like, I want to get that tennis racket and knock him around the head with it. Yeah. The fucking dickhead. I want to give him a skinhead and some tattoos.
Yeah.
So he doesn't forget where he belongs.
Serves you right, yeah. Get that iPhone out with that thing on your shoulder that you put in. The iPod thing.
Oh, dear.
The waterproof.
I mean,
bag.
To be fair, they're very practical, but.
No, I've got one. They're brilliant.
Yeah, they're brilliant. But the thing, like, it's a very, very. What's the word I'm looking at? Like, visceral response when I see the couples exercising together.
Yeah, we see it.
It's like, we are so fit.
Yeah, look at us. Yeah.
Ooh.
We spend our time exercising.
Yeah, it's like, oh, what do you do with your Sunday?
We don't watch Netflix. We go running.
Yeah, it's like, oh, have fun with that beer.
Yeah.
We're here running.
When I was in Italy before, there was a couple on we went on a little boat tour. Yeah. And there was a couple there, and the guy was handing out beers, and this American couple were like, no, we don't drink, thank you. Like, and he was like, he had his little fitness stuff on him.
Mm.
Like, we were on a boat tour, just enjoy it. But he was getting off, and he was like running, like we had like half an hour around this place in Monterosso, and he did a little run around the beach, do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And when we were all like going swimming and, yeah, just pretentiousness I don't like. I think as people who are in the comedy world, we have an allergy to pretentious anyway. That's our thing. So pretentiousness we really don't like anyway, because being comedians and being in the comedy bracket, we have a real distaste for pretense.
Yeah.
Or pretentiousness.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's the show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which me, you know, being a potential, just potential hypocrite.
Yeah, go on.
Is that I will definitely, I'm pretty sure I've sent you videos of me working out.
Yeah, you have. Yeah. Look, I lifted this weight thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And absolutely.
I was like, well done, mate.
However, yeah. I will do that. I'll do that with you. I'll do that with my brother. I'll do that with my mate Joe.
Yeah.
And a few other people where I'm like,
oh, it's like more than.
This is what. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're one of many.
Yeah, of course.
But I'll do that with a select few people, but I wouldn't do it on like Instagram or I wouldn't.
No.
Yeah, like, but
you wouldn't run down Sydenham High Street with your girlfriend, both in matching lycra. You know what I mean?
No chance.
That is brutal, isn't
I
it?
I mean, I don't have a girlfriend, but you know,
no, but I mean, that was what I'm saying in general. Yeah, like, when I did Snowdon at that thing, mm-hmm. and there was a couple jogging in the morning, and they were all kitted out. And I was like, oh, we do extreme sports together.
Do you know what it is? I just don't get why. Why do you have to do it together?
Because I feel like they met on a run or something, and then they've made that their personality.
Mm.
So they've used like exercise, that's their personality.
I'm all for exercise. Big big advocate of exercise over here, okay?
No, I'm all for exercise.
I love it.
Do you know when you meet somebody though, and The Simpsons.
Yeah.
So then you make the relationship about watching The Simpsons.
Are you talking about me and you?
Yeah. Well,
so that's kind of what we've done.
I'm like, when I was at uni, I got with a girl and we were both like, we really liked. Yeah, I got with a few mates.
Yeah, I can't
really remember all the names, to be honest.
All two of them.
Didn't ask them anyway, that's why. I remember meeting him. We were into the band Elbow. I was really into them. And then we just made all of it about that for a little while.
Yeah, and then you're like, well, we've run out of things to say.
I like loads of different stuff. I don't want to constantly...
Yeah.
To be about that.
Well, what are the things the couples do collectively? Like, or do you think it's very much of a cohort? Now, I don't mind necessarily a bit of mild sexism, right?
But no, we're all for it.
Someone I was hanging out with recently, a friend of mine, it was funny. We were in a cafe in Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
After a jiu-jitsu tournament. And there was just... I think we've been to that cafe, right? It's in the park. And it is rammed with pushchairs.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
there's an expectation that you're sat down eating your meal and you have to get out of the way because they're like, I've got a pushchair.
I know, fuck off.
And he was calling it pushchair privilege. Yeah. Like, and they're the same sort of people that would jog together.
Yeah, they do it I've seen it on the tube on the way here yesterday to come here, on the overground.
But what I'm getting at is having a dig at, like, yummy mummies. It's a very much that middle class woman kind of vibe, like, of kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're fucking annoying, aren't they?
Oh, they're just annoying. Just ramming
anything.
I don't care about your kids.
Anything, though, like any restaurant... If someone said to me, right, there's going to be a gang of toddlers in there.
Yeah.
Like, do you think you're going to have a better or worse experience in that restaurant?
Yeah.
There we go. Fact.
I do like it when like they look at everybody else and say, oh, look, isn't it brilliant? And I'm like, I don't want to be anywhere near your kids.
No.
I don't want to be anywhere near anyone's kids.
Other people's children.
Yeah.
Are... They're very they don't really add a lot of value, do they?
No.
It's sort of like other people's pets.
I went to Cyprus once and it was an adult only resort.
Yeah.
I made sure of it.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy in there with a little kid. And everyone was looking at each other like,
what the fuck are you doing?
You know what I mean? And some people were like, leave it. And then I was thinking, I've paid for kids not to be here. That sounds so horrible, doesn't it?
No, not at all.
I just like, I've paid extra, so there's no kids about, like...
Well, one thing that shocks me about children, which I've really observed, is their lack of understanding about space.
Yeah. Well, they are children.
Yeah, but they yeah, but it's not just a height problem. They run around, they get in your way.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like, well, how did you know that if I didn't stop, you'd be trampled?
Yeah, they don't really consider that, do they? Yeah.
No, but here's my issue is that with children, right? If an adult was, if you took a child and then made them, let's say, 6 foot tall, right?
Okay.
And you put them in the work environment, you would go, this person is so fucking obnoxious. Children have the worst personalities.
Yeah, but they're just still learning their personalities, aren't they? Like,
I don't want to hear what, you justify why they're
fine. What an obscure thing to say.
No, but I've thought about that. I'm like, if people behaved like children, which, to be honest, people's worst qualities, they are those things.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
But if people just generally behaved like children, if they like walked into people, they were loud, they lobbed things, right? They ask stupid questions.
Yeah.
Like, you would go, these people are obnoxious.
Yeah, they are.
We only give them... We give them a part... Yeah, but I'm saying, if you were to just judge them by those, by everyone else's standards, kids would be really fucking annoying. but I want to.
I know you want to, because you're justifying your anger. But, like, they're not... It's like, yeah, but if... Like,
yeah, right. Well, if we don't do if, there's no fucking podcast.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you can't, like, I'm just responding to your outrageous, like,
it's not outrageous.
It's outrageous.
It's not.
You can't be saying.
But like the other day, I'm sat there with my dad and my stepmom. This kid's just literally banging something as hard as
you
can. No,
you are right. You shouldn't have to deal with that.
An adult wouldn't do that.
No, they wouldn't. But that's an adult. That's not a kid, isn't it?
Yeah, but I'm just trying to, like, actually, when you do think about it, kids are rubbish.
People should take more care of their kids.
I say, can I caveat? I do coach children, and it's very satisfying. So there is some much that, you know, like they do have. It's very satisfying.
Yeah,
job.
I just don't want them to be sat next to being wagamamas. No, that's what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Bloody exactly.
Yeah.
That they are an obnoxious cohort of people.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. They are.
Look, would you rather be in, let's say you're at a party and there's like, you've either got 10 comedians, 10 18-year-old art students, or 10 5-year-olds.
Oh, which group? Jesus Christ, I don't know.
It's an anxiety.
They're all
group.
As bad as each other. Yeah. Yeah, I might just strap it, like, I might just unpin a grenade and just go like. I don't know what I would do in that situation. That's a terrible situation. But that's again, it's a no-win situation, that is it. Some kids are alright.
Yeah, but I'm just the fact that I've put you in the people two other cohorts of people that I know that you hate, and you can't pick between them.
No,
that's what I mean.
I won't be. No, I don't like kids. I'm not a big kids fan. No, so it's no. Like, I can't.
No, they don't add a lot of value to things.
No, I don't think so either. But like some people love them. But what I do agree with you on the fact that I shouldn't have to be subjected to. Like, I shouldn't have to alter my life just because you've got kids and stuff.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have to, like... There's a difference between being friendly to your neighbour and helping somebody and doing stuff, but being forced...
Even that's got a limit on it.
Really. Yeah, no, I agree. But being forced to do something because you're, like, expected to.
Yeah.
Where do you stand? There was a guy on a flight recently.
Yeah.
And he'd booked himself the window seat of the flight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a man and woman and a kid got on, but they hadn't paid for their seat. So he's paid for his seat, and they got sat next to him. So he was on the window seat.
Uh-huh.
The kid, the woman was sat in the middle, and the kid was sat on the right, and then the dad was sat on the other across the aisle.
Uh-huh.
And they were asking him to move and swap with the dad so they could all sit together. And he refused because he's like, no, I've paid for my window seat. And they were calling him, like, all sorts of names.
I think the guy who's paid for his window seat is quite as entitled to be there.
No, I totally agree.
And yeah. I think one asking someone takes some gall.
How dare... They've not paid for this, so they just got random seats assigned.
Yeah. You know what? But the thing is, it's like, they can ask.
Yeah.
But also, you're pressurising. There's an implicit social pressure there because no one wants to look bad.
No, exactly.
For denying a family... seats, even though that they haven't paid for them.
I can't stand people who take kids on flights anyway. I think it's cruel. I really do.
Well, I mean, let's say that if it's a kid, they need to see their grandparents or whatever before they keel over.
Yeah, right? There's a difference. Exactly. So everywhere's a grey area. Yeah.
There is a grey area. But yeah,
like he's paid 40 quid to sit there. You know what I mean?
That's not very much. I thought
what, picking his hand seat? Like,
oh, okay, fair. I thought you meant like that was the... flight.
Well, regardless of how much it costs, he's paid to be there. Yeah, you know what I mean, I don't think the flight was 40 quid. I think he said pick his assigned seat was 40 quid. Do you know what I mean?
Well, and this was just like an online TikTok thing.
I guess so. Yeah, it was on just like a, you know, like that becomes news now, don't it? People arguing. So
yeah, but like no, I think he's within his right. But they are outrageous to be like abusive and be like, well. That's another thing, is them deciding that he doesn't need it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
Or them I mean, it's not like they're handing out life jackets. It's for the window seat.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
You know.
Oh,
even then, he's got the right to his life jacket, hasn't he? Like,
yeah. When I was at Groundhog Day, they were giving out these like coins where they were throwing these coins out into the crowd.
Yeah.
And I caught one.
Yeah.
And then there was a kid next to me. I fucking didn't give him it. I kept it. There was loads, though. There was throwing out loads. And I was like, there's only like 10. So I got one. You know what I mean? Really, I should have, in my thingy, I was like, do I turn around and give it to the kid? But the kid was being obnoxious anyway. Do you know what I mean?
Fuck him.
It was stamping its little feet, and I don't want to be. And I was like, well, I've got up at 3 o'clock to come here. Do you know what I mean? I didn't give him it. Bless him.
Do you think we'd
I
be
did really. I'm
bad parents?
I gave it to the kid.
Did you actually?
I did, yeah, yeah. Did you? Yeah, I did, yeah. Yeah, he was a little kid. I just like, oh, there you go. You can have it, yeah.
Little cunt.
But I didn't, like, part of me is like, ah, well, I don't need it. But, you know what I mean?
Mm.
It's just that thing in it with the kids and the teeth. Like,
you know, I've been mugged off it. It's sort of damned. I'm like, it is a thankless task of being here.
Yeah, you've got no, yeah, you can't win, can you, with kids?
No, I think, like, yeah, if someone's like, oh, yeah, I'm bringing my child, I say, oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Have you ever got, yeah, oh, yeah, no, don't.
I mean, I can't really say it on this pod.
No, but I
people
can.
Will know.
I went for a beer with my mate recently.
Mm.
On a, it was like a Friday night, and he brought his kid with him.
Oh, no.
He's a lovely little lad.
Yeah.
Like, I thought we were going to watch the football. And I thought, at first, I was like, oh, this will be nice. He's sick, but he doesn't want to sit and watch it. Do you know what I mean? And then they had to go, and then we're like, and I was like, what have we come out for? Do I, you know, he didn't tell me either.
No.
If it's, I wouldn't have gone to that pub anyway, because it's a football pub. They could have just come around mine and watched
yeah.
it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You get ambushed.
I felt
that's
like
the thing is with people
yeah.
with kids is that yeah. you agree to meet the parent and then the parent then says, cool, I'll bring my kid. And you go, oh,
yeah,
I've brilliant. Been done here.
Yeah. Because they think you're as excited as they are. Like, you're excited
no,
to see him.
You know what? If, like, people's kids, their pets, like puppies, don't want it.
No. Can't bother.
Nah. Like.
Oh, I'd rather meet somebody's dog, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we, yeah, a well-behaved
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, I saw you earlier with, when we were walking in the park, and you're like the fucking dog police, the way you were looking. Did you see that dog? And you were looking at it for that guy who was going to pick up its shit.
Oh, yeah.
I could see, I wasn't even looking at yeah. it. I was like, I could feel the tension. You're like, is he going to pick that up? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, no, but I don't know, they picked it up pretty soon.
No, they did, yeah, it was great. I'm just saying, like, I was like, oh, if he didn't pick it up, Grant's going to fucking roundhouse kick him.
Certainly will.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
So, we inadvertently started slagging off kids.
Yeah.
When really it was couples jogging, but really, they're almost as bad as each other, really.
Yeah.
Take your pick.
So, yeah. Entitled parents we don't like.
Yeah.
Which falls under the bracket of pretentious couples joggers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which for this rant I think we can leave it there.
Yeah.
So I hope this has brightened up everyone's day.
Yeah, let us know what you think. Yeah.
I hope this has inspired a bit more sort of hate from you all.
Yeah, inspire you to go out into the world and be annoyed at stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright.
Thanks guys.
Bye everyone. Bye. Bye. Bye.